Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Jonathan Flickinger, and I'm a fourth-year graduate student at Florida International University in Miami, Florida. I study the diversity and classification of a plant family, the myrtle family, specifically in the Caribbean islands. The herb I would like to talk about is saw palmetto, and the botanical name for that is Serranoa repens. It's the only species in the genus Serranoa, and it's only found in the southeastern United States, so about from South Carolina down through Florida and then west along the Gulf Coast to about Louisiana. Well, this was an herb that I had known about. It's pretty popular. I think about 2 million men apparently use this herb for prostate health. So I've seen it in drugstores and on TV being advertised. I really first encountered it when I moved to Florida for graduate school about 3 years ago, and I realized that it's a very common plant there. In particular, there's a park that I like to visit in the Miami area that has a lot of rare plants, so I go down there periodically in different seasons. There's a lot of pine trees, and then underneath all the pine trees, ground is just covered by this palm. I read something in a book that the berries actually have a distinctive fragrance. Usually when I go into the pineland that I mentioned, where I commonly see it, I just smell the pines. So this is something that I would be interested in when I check and see if I can smell the berries. Traditionally, the Native Americans consumed the berries as food. Nowadays, it's mostly used medicinally, and it's actually an extract from the dried berries that's taken for prostate health. Specifically, it's supposed to relieve the symptoms of enlarged prostate. One interesting thing is that it's so common that usually migrant farm workers just harvest it. They don't grow it.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.